About 50 protesters gathered outside of a Walmart on Fletcher Avenue in Tampa. Some, who are current Walmart employees, were uncomfortable speaking to the press for fear of losing their jobs, but some weren't.
My name is Lisa Petro, and I am from Winter Haven, Florida, store 0968, and I don't mind telling you.
Petro says that the hours are long, that she's either at work or recovering from work. Last month, Walmart raised their minimum wage to $9 an hour. Petro was earning $8.95 before then.
It was a nickel. It was a slap in the face. It's going to taxes.
Brian Nick, the director of national media relations for Walmart, says next year the minimum wage will be raised to $10. But for Petro, it's still not enough. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.